Mr. President, distinguished guests, parents, families, faculty, and members of the class of 2000, welcome to a joyous occasion, commencement at Carleton. We've had a little normal Minnesota weather this morning. We're glad that it's passed over. We hope it stays away. And as several people came in and looked around this morning, we said, well, it's just a typical Saturday morning here in Northfield. It's a time to celebrate a wonderful milestone in the lives of these 423 young women and men. I've left half of you out. It's a day of transition, time to say farewells, mark a period in young lives, enjoy the completion of things like comps, and for parents, the end of tuition payments. Next year, parents, you get the largest raise you're ever going to get. There are thanks to be said to many people today, including hundreds of staff here who have prepared for these events. U.S. News said that Carleton has the most committed faculty in the nation, and I gather from the White House advance team that they would join me in voting Carleton's staff at the very top also. We thank as well the faculty and staff who have worked with the class of 2000 over these 4 years, and family and friends who have supported them all their lives. I think the seniors may want to join me in saying a special thanks to their parents and families who have nurtured them for these years. Thanks. John Nason, who was a class of 1926 at Carleton and was president here from 1962 to 1970, once said, "To found a college is an act of faith, and the commitment of all of us today here, parents, family, faculty, friends, staff, trustees, is a comparable act of faith in you, the class of 2000. My arithmetic says that between parents and yourselves, you've paid a total of about $45 million of comprehensive fees in the last 4 years, which is a pretty remarkable sum. You've had a lot of invisible partners in this enterprise. While you were at Carleton, some 22,000 people, alumni, parents, friends, faculty, staff, trustees, gave or pledged willingly or joyfully over $115 million to Carleton, and many of their gifts supported the $10 million you received in Carleton scholarship aid. Several thousand alumni also worked as volunteers. These people gladly share their time and their talent and their substance because they have the faith of which John Nason spoke. They believe in Carleton, they believe in you, and they believe in the central purpose of this college, helping each one of you become independent, thinking, feeling, curious individuals. Depending on one's interpretation, you are either the last class of the 20th century or the first one of the 21st. And to get some historical perspective, I took a look at the 1899-1900 academic year at Carleton and the class of 1900. There were a few differences from you, of course. The comprehensive fee ranged between $145 per year for young men living in private residences to a maximum of $175 per year for young women living in Gridley. Of 225 students at the college, 70% were from Minnesota, compared with about 22% today. There were only 13 states represented, compared with all 50 states plus the District of Columbia this year. There were, however, some similarities. Dean Margaret Evans, for whom our dormitory is named, for example, reported severe overcrowding in Gridley, the principal women's dormitory. And virtually every departmental report complained of inadequate space and levels of staff to meet the demands of the students they were teaching and of inadequate time to pursue their own studies and experiments. But on serious matters, there was also continuity. A century ago, the catalog stated simply, it is the aim of the college to provide an education liberal and thorough, embracing not only mental discipline, but moral culture. The standard of scholarship is that of the best colleges. The rigor of the curriculum was noted in pride by reports from the faculty who extolled its virtues. in providing superior preparation for those who later wish to pursue courses in what they called older universities where specialization is the chief object. The section on general regulations began. Each student is placed largely upon his or her own honor and personal responsibility. The traditions of personal responsibility for one's own education, a focus on both the liberation of the individual and on rigor and thoroughness of the curriculum, have endured throughout this century. Liberal arts education is meant to liberate, to free each of you to be an autonomous being, to find truth for yourself, to make your own choices. This is not a self-evident purpose, nor is it shared by all types of educational institutions. Not all are dedicated to the search for truth, and some believe they have it. But the central fate at Carleton is not that we as a faculty have the truth and the task of you, the students, is to learn it. Our central belief is that we can help young people join with us in the process of discovery and inquiry so that you can improve your own critical faculties, your own ability to express yourself and your thoughts and your beliefs. During his 1995 visit here, Isaac Stern, the great violinist and teacher of violinists, remarked, "The great teacher is someone who teaches students how to teach themselves." And 50 years ago, President Lawrence McKinley Gould told Carleton students, "If the educational enterprise is to be a continuing success, it is you who must do the educating of yourselves." But beyond intellectual development, you've grown in many ways, outside the class, outside lab, and beyond Carleton. As I think of the struggles and the triumphs that you've had, the successes, the failures, whether performing or directing here on campus, volunteering in Northfield, playing for Syzygy and winning the Women's National Championship this year in Ultimate Frisbee, beating the Olies for the first time in women's swimming, setting conference records, winning national fellowships, or being part of dozens and dozens of other activities. You can, and you have, run, swum, played, debated, and competed with the very best. But you also have a great ability to laugh and a remarkable capacity for love and caring and support of one another and for those around you. Your parents, your teachers, your deans, coaches, families, and friends, all of us have drawn enormous pleasure from watching you grow and change in the 4 years you've been here. Personally, I have enjoyed very much being part of your fun from time to time, whether with Schiller and his custodians, or at Halloween concerts, or singing with the Knights, or cooperating on a joint prank on roommates or friends, or gazing down at you from the water tower. Thanks for including me. Before I conclude, I want to remind us all that there are two empty chairs in the front row this morning, reflecting the loss of two of your classmates. Mark Von Trapp was killed in an accident in March 1998, and Wilton Park died in an automobile accident last July. Yesterday, Dean Gavoni, Chaplain Fuhr Slocum, members of your class and other family and friends dedicated trees near the rec center entrance and a trail in the lower arb to their memory. I want especially to thank Mark Von Trapp's family for being with us today. Their presence is an affirmation of the strength of connections to Carleton, which thousands and thousands of parents feel. As I told you, in September 1996, former President Larry Gould welcomed all new students at Carleton from the fall of 1945 to the fall of 1961 by telling them that here at Carleton you were forming an association that nothing, not even death, can break. "You are part of Carleton," he said, "and Carleton is a part of you. Wherever you go, whatever you do is of concern to us." So, members of the class of 2000, your parents and family, faculty and friends, join me in saying congratulations, best wishes, stay in touch. Join alumni gatherings throughout the country and throughout the world. Return often to Carleton to regain your strength, to restore your faith, to refresh your soul. I hope Carleton continues to nourish you and nurture you, and that you will continue to nurture both Carleton and one another in the years ahead. Thank you, and go well.